British surnames. The men and women of Anglo-Saxon England normally bore one name only. Distinguishing epithets were rarely added. These might be patronymic, descriptive, or occupational. They were, however, hardly surnames. Heritable names gradually became general in the 3 centuries following the Norman conquest in 1066. It was not until the 13th and 14th centuries that surnames became fixed. Although for many years after that, the degree of stability in family names varied considerably in different parts of the country. British surnames fall mainly into 4 broad categories: patronymic, occupational, descriptive, and local. A few names, it is true, will remain puzzling. Foreign names, perhaps, crudely translated, adapted, or abbreviated, or artificial names. In fact, over 50% of genuine British surnames derive from place names of different kinds. And so they belong to the last of our 4 main categories. Even such a name as Simpson may belong to this last group, and not to the first, had the family once had its home in the ancient village of that name. Otherwise, Simpson means the son of Simon, as might be expected. Hundreds of occupational surnames are at once familiar to us, or at least recognizable after a little thought. Archer, Carter, Fisher, Mason, Thatcher, Taylor, to name but a few. Hundreds of others are more obscure in their meanings and testify to the amazing specialization in medieval arts, crafts, and functions. Such are Day, Old English for bread maker, and Walker, a fuller whose job was to clean and thicken newly made cloth. All these vocational names carry with them a certain gravity and dignity, which descriptive names often lack. Some, it is true, like Long, Short, or Little, are simple. They may be taken quite literally. Others require more thinking. Their meanings are slightly different from the modern ones. Black and white imply dark and fair, respectively. Sharp meant genuinely discerning. Alert, acute, rather than quick-witted or clever. Place names have a lasting interest, since there is hardly a town or village in all England that has not at some time given its name to a family. They may be picturesque, even poetical, or they may be pedestrian, even trivial. Among the commoner names, which survive with relatively little change from Old English times, are Milton, Middle Enclosure, and Hilton, Enclosure on a Hill,